you do? What if you knew that a pretty girl would love you back? Well, what would you say? What would you tell her if you knew that she was listening? Listening. Well, I think that I could love you, but I never know until we try. Miles to go before I sleep, but
Land Before Time off the CD Move from 2013, I believe that is. And you are listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. I'm your host, Louise, and I've got six shots later.
Yeah.
So that is Andrew Phelps.
Correct.
And you are singer, guitar. Yeah? No guitar. Yep. No, just singing today. I'm not even seeing. No axe.
I'll put the guitar down
okay,
for now.
Okay, okay. That's just for pictures. That's just for photos.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm having photo op.
And then we've got right next door, Jordan.
Yep.
And see, Jordan brought his guitar to the table, so no one's doubting.
Show off.
and then right next door, then going down the line, Adam Phelps.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
And
drummer.
who knows not to bring a full drum set to a radio show. This is not your first time to the rodeo.
Oh, yeah, I learned that hard way. I had to play in a closet.
That's right. You know, sometimes people, I'm like, you're welcome to bring the drummer, but yeah, I'll just might have to move you into the hallway. And they're always like, ha ha. I'm like, no, I do. And so, yeah, so Adam can attest that it does happen that for the sake of the mics, sometimes you have to get a little farther. But no, not this time. You brought...
No, this is a lot lighter, too, so it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. You can carry it with one hand. Right. And then now Chris, now that Chris is finished, Chris Fields, now that he's finished setting up all the tech stuff?
Yeah.
So basically, doing, everyone else, I want you to know, everyone else came and sat down.
That's how we roll.
Chris is, he's the only responsible one in this van.
In this band, right.
And in the van.
Well, you know, but what's clear is everyone is brings their own thing to the band.
Yeah, I'm the comic relief.
that's the truth.
Comic relief and the artist.
Picasso.
right. Is that what I remember? Didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all the pictures I drew in the van.
Yeah, there you go.
Hazy memories in the van.
But as long as you remember. All right, so as we mentioned, you've been on Licks and Lyrics before, I think.
Yes.
Is this magical number 3?
This is 3.
This is 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're all getting lucky. Just kidding. Every time you get on the show, I say, and now I want you to come back when you, and I was like, and now bring me something else. And you did.
Yes.
Yes. I love that you listen to me. Hardly anyone does.
Brand new song we got.
Yes. And it's a love song.
I don't really, not really. No. It's funny. Jordan asked me today what the song is about. And I said, you know, I guess it's just about having fun with someone. I don't know.
And that someone is, yeah, there's fun. I think we should put quotes around the fun.
Maybe, yes.
Well, I know when you set out to record it, we were going to like make a theme, mm-hmm. Not a theme song, but like a themed bass song.
Oh.
So that's kind of where the writing
took
place.
And you were like, okay, this guy brings the bass. That's what you said. When I think of this man.
Yeah.
I think that dude's got rhythm.
So I think I just started writing some kind of like.
Were you upset? You were mad. You were like disgusted, right? Certainly. Come on.
I guess so. I think what happened is we tried to do like a Western sounding song. And then. Have we said the name of the song yet?
Every time you come, you've got like a whole different, like, now we're doing reggae, now we're doing rap, now we're doing Western. Of course you are. So, it's the rap Western.
Have we said the name of the song yet?
No.
Okay, so the name of the song is called Ted Cruz.
Yep.
And we named it after we wrote the song. I think usually we say, hey, this is new song one, new song two. New song.
Okay.
And I think someone said, you know, what's the name of the song? It was the day because Jordan reminded me.
Out.
Yeah, Ted Cruz dropped out on that day, and we were laughing about it. So,
R.I.P. Ted Cruz.
So we decided to name the song Ted Cruz, and I thought that was just, you know, something that,
like, song number one.
Yeah,
song number 56.
But then we started playing it live, and now we're bringing it to a station, and I guess we're going to stick with the name.
Yeah. Now, once I'm recording this.
Yeah, so now everyone knows.
Here, it will rebroadcast in Massachusetts. So, like, now you're crossing state lines, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so.
You're locked in now.
We should probably play it in Texas, too.
You could like, spell it with, like, 2 D's or 2 Z's or something like that if you wanted to, like, you know, bring up the funk.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a really good idea. So we started writing this song, and it kind of sounded like a country song, and then with a alternative chorus. So we thought it was interesting in a new kind of direction, very alternative sounding, but we're happy with it.
I can't believe you. I can't believe that you wrote a country song. I would never, never have. I mean, out of all the times you've come in here, I've never been like, yeah, they're probably going to do country next.
It's got a little country.
Yeah.
Twang to it.
Yeah. A little twangy guitar.
I am sure. Yeah. I am sure we're not going to see this on like the CMT Music Awards quite yet.
It's definitely still a Six Shots Later song.
I would enjoy if this song was played like right after Kid Rock. Like a country radio station.
Oh, okay.
I was born free.
All right. So should we? Should we debut?
I think so.
Yeah.
World premiere.
This is the world premiere, right? This is it. Okay. All right. So here we go. So this is the world premiere of Six Shots Later, Ted Cruz. Six Shots Later. That was awesome! Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was way better than the name makes you think it's going to be.
That was the intention on that
one. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I definitely get the connection with, you know, now it's over, you know, you're sort of like, by Ted Cruz. But,
but I never thought of that.
but other than that, like, that's way more rhythm than that, than, like, ever could. That man must suck the rhythm from the room.
It could be probably really good at the kazoo. See
that? That'd actually be pretty funny. Ted Cruz with a kazoo.
Yeah.
The Cruz kazoo.
Oh, my goodness.
So you just flung that out there as a song title. So really, that had nothing to do with the lyrics.
Though. Not at all. No. We just needed a placeholder. So, and we thought it was funny too, because we had a pretty good laugh about Ted Cruz dropping out. So we're like, let's call it Ted Cruz.
Right.
For now.
But so now that it's over,
yeah, I propose.
Is that that's a relationship thing? Then is that what we're just gonna just?
I guess I could say that song is about my relationship with Ted Cruz. I'm gonna start saying that from now on.
We came up with the idea for the rest of our songs for this album to use placeholders.
Wait. So this album, wait.
Oh, did I leak something?
So this is actually the first song that's going to be out on a new album coming soon.
Yes.
So we're in the process right now of recording, and Jordan is doing most of that. He recorded this song for us, recorded all the parts and mixed
Jordan,
it and all that good
getting
stuff.
Getting it done.
Getting it in.
No help from me either.
Oh, my God. No, that's the mixing stuff. That's hard, especially when it's you. Because, you know, it's hard not to get uber perfectionist.
Oh, no, that happened.
Nitpick. No, you have you're not stifled by it. You're getting it out. This is awesome.
Yeah.
He's still here. Didn't hurt him that bad.
I lost my confidence for a second. Cuz we've been sitting on this for a few weeks now, and just every now and again I'll go in, get it done. And then I think last week, after just listening to it in my car, I started losing confidence.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. Like, that's what I mean. Like, your ears, just after a while, are like, you know what? I hate this song now.
So this
Not that I don't. I love this song.
So this
I love
mix.
This song. In fact, do I have to give this back, or can I keep this?
You can actually keep that.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, I think with this next album, too, I think all the placeholders should be all the presidential candidates' nicknames. So, like, Lil Marco, Crooked Hillary, the Donald.
Oh, my God. You could just go on for, like, a whole chorus
Ever.
About hair.
That's actually a good idea. It's a very good idea. So, this new album, as you heard, that's kind of like an alternative-sounding song.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And, you know, from our last album, we really went the kind of the reggae, funk, rock approach.
Yeah.
And we're going to still try to keep that, but I think most of the stuff that we've been cranking out recently is kind of more on the alternative side. So
more rocking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. More rock, more distorted guitars. There's still a lot of reggae on the new album, and then a few funk songs.
Mm-hmm. And last time y'all were in here, y'all were like trying to come up with like the worst raps for each other or something like that. Y'all were having like some kind of is this something? Chris is like, no, don't mention the.
No, it wasn't anything at all. I just didn't remember that. I was like, what?
Okay.
There's no telling with us.
I remember talking about that. I don't remember what we said though. Like, I think we were just talking about bad rap in general.
Yeah.
And how we like rap in the vein.
There's always a cipher going down.
So how far, so you've gotten this song, how have you actually written and put, I mean, how far is the new album? What's the name? Have you done the artwork yet? What's going on?
We are currently tracking.
Yep.
And mixing.
How many?
I think we're shooting for, what, 10?
We're going to try to do 10 to 12.
And how many do you have written?
We have probably 8 written,
yeah.
8, 9.
Wow.
And we're also bringing back some of our older tunes that we wrote a long time ago and
that
never really
already
released
recorded?
Them. But,
oh.
but we're going to re-record them. Because
now it'll sound different.
Now it's going to sound different. We've added parts to it.
Right. You've learned a few tricks.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're going to re-record those. And then I think as far as written songs that... we've never done before, I think we have about 8 And that ranges from the alternative to reggae to funk. So, and we're continuously awesome. Writing. So.
Yeah. And the writing process, again, you are doing most of the lyrics, and then together y'all sort of work out the music. Is that how that's still working?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. That okay. Ted Cruz, I think, I came up with that.
Right.
And I just played it as a joke.
Ted Cruz, yeah. That's his theme music right there.
Chris ended up coming up with a bass line for it, and it just kind of fell together, and we thought it was kind of groovy playing it. It just was a jam.
Okay.
And then we're like, let's write this. But almost like all the other songs, it's pretty much the same thing. One of us brings a part, and then if we can come up with parts, if everybody can come up with their separate part, we just start playing together, and it's like, ooh, I like that. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's keep that.
Yeah.
Let's remember that.
That's still right. Yeah. All right. Whose turn is it to remember this time?
Exactly. Yeah. Pretty much.
And you know, one of the things I realized last time you were here, and I didn't put Baby in the Hallway, was that, Adam, you actually are the harmonies with a lot of stuff. And you know, when I was listening to the CDs, I didn't realize it was you, because y'all are brothers, you compliment each other really well. And so I thought you had been redubbed. I didn't realize it was you.
Yeah, and even on that Ted Cruz song, we did a lot more harmonizing and stuff like that. And we were like recording, and I was like, man, when I sing, I sound too much like Andrew.
It's kind of weird.
Tower Brothers.
Yeah.
We
That's
sound
nice,
very
though.
Much alike.
Yeah.
But it works for the harmonizing for the most part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was like, I didn't realize it until last time y'all were in here.
Mm-hmm.
So what should we do now? You want to play something? Or should I play something off a CD? What do you want? You're supposed to tell about the show.
Yeah, let's talk about the show real quick. This is all Jordan.
All right, so tomorrow at the local 506 here.
You don't sound very professional.
The local 506 right down the street in Chapel Hill.
Right down the street.
It's right there on Franklin.
On Franklin. Yeah. I don't know the street names down here. I'm embarrassed.
Local 506 is a great spot to go see music. It's in Chapel Hill, but it's like right over the Chapel Hill Carborough border. So okay. I'll probably ride my bike.
Hey, there you go.
That works. Yeah, that works. Keep
mm-hmm.
it green.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we're playing with Sunset Kings and the Great Fall at the local at the 3 at 3.
Three
and
at
the 506.
Three
at three.
Awesome. So Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
For people who don't want to wait until like 10 o'clock for live music to start.
Yes.
Yep.
Let's go to the 506.
It's going
to
be strange.
3 o'clock. Right. You're going to be like, I'm just waking up.
That's how I'm going to be.
So much truth in that statement.
Drinking beer at 3 in the afternoon. Never felt so good.
I was going to say, that's like every day.
Yeah.
Except today. Today, radio. Radio
yes,
land.
Professional.
That's right. Right. For at least another 35 minutes.
Yes.
So, yep. And then on Wednesday, we play at the Poorhouse.
Oh, sweet.
With the Great Fall, Us and Them, and Magnolia. So, we get to play two shows with the Great Fall.
Nice.
So, this should be fun. Nice. We'll be really close with those guys at the end of the week.
Right. That's cool. Have you played with them before?
I think so.
Everyone's looking like yes, but I don't remember when.
I think it's like a month or two ago.
Okay.
We played a show at Deep South in Raleigh with, I know we played with Magnolia, and I think the Great Fall was on that on that bill as well.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah.
That'll be sweet. All right, so 3 at 3 tomorrow at the local 506, and they can check out more of your shows if they go to what? Reverb Nation, Bandcamp?
Reverb, sixshotslater.com.
Spell it out, S-I-X.
S-I-X. S-H-O-T-S-L-A-T-E-R.
That's right.
He spelled it correctly. Wow.
Then you hit enter.
And then enter.
We got Facebook, everything.
How do you spell that?
FB.
FB. Yeah.
There's an acronym.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. All right. Okay, so now we've gotten out the social media, the show. Now what do we want to do?
Yep,
show
now we're going to play TV? No Doubt.
Yep, no
and
doubt.
And this is off of your second CD, which was your self-titled CD.
Yes. Still right. Available. iTunes, Reverb Nation has a few songs up there.
Or you can check it out on sixshotslater.com.
Sixshotslater.com. Well, I can figure out
situation so we understand just how we had come to this. So I think we should wait instead of basing ourselves off mistakes. How quickly could memories convey?
Shots later, no doubt. And we've got six shots later.
Jill, no doubt.
And six shots later from Raleigh, and that's Andrew Phelps and Christopher Fields and Adam Phelps and Jordan Gilmore, and they are live in the studio with us today.
Yes.
And we just heard something off the CD, and now I think we're getting ready for live.
I think so.
Acoustic.
We're gonna be playing a song called I Left Town.
I left town.
Sweaty man.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
All right.
Six ready?
Shots later. I left town.
Take me into the city. There is a lie here. You like to know, but money never really means a damn thing when you're blind. Aside from the lights and their club fights, there's a silence that I would like to share with you. I'm alive and stepping in stride. Drive me far, lights up bright in this old bed town. Screaming cause I heard it gets a little cold out here. Religiously bare sidewalk streets, bright green trees surround the seas. Broken dreams and kids that reflect themselves on TV screens. Letting this could mean for less time. Will you sleep with me? I make a motion to a seat across an ocean field. Concrete means since I think I had it all along in me. What the hell with all your hopes? I'm better off alone, kept away. Not by your screaming, but by something much more, much more. Letting this could mean or less time. And this could mean for less time.
land this could mean. Oh, last time,
so sleep,
will you sleep with me? Land this could mean. Oh, last time,
so sleep,
will you sleep with me? I'm alive and stepping and strong. Alive and stepping in stride.
That was rocking.
Thank you.
Ow!
That's one.
All right.
Uno.
All right. So I left town.
Yes.
So it's not called Sleep With Me? Because no, that's no. What I got from
those are,
it. Was...
Those are dreams and aspirations. That will that actually be one of the songs that we're recording.
It is. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. 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 Okay, so that is an old one then.
Yes. Okay. I actually wrote that.
That was before me and Jordan.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah, way before you guys.
Oh.
So it's when I had first moved to Montana and met Chris. And that was one of the first songs that we wrote together.
That, okay. That tells you why it says Sleep With Me.
Oh, ha ha. That's good.
And it's been working on the jigs ever since. Yeah.
So, yeah, that song basically, I'd moved to Montana and I was writing a letter to the people that I left back home.
Uh-huh.
Telling them what I saw in the town. And then
in Montana,
yeah,
which is
I had a crush that was still in North Carolina at the time. So,
so
it was like a letter to her.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
So sweet.
So romantic.
Yeah. Well, you know, crushes, they inspire. That's right. That's right.
I'm never that nice.
I saw Jordan crush some Wendy's earlier.
It was delicious. Frosty.
Before, son.
I got, what was that? Frosty. I never had a Frosty before.
Really?
Yep. So,
it's just
that's,
like.
That's what our next song is going to be about.
I never had a Frosty before.
I didn't know. Do I drink it out of a straw or with a spoon?
So don't they give you like a stroon or something?
Is it
like
give you something.
They
right?
give you like a straw spoon or
I had
something.
To get my own
I don't
utensils.
Know. It's
no help.
Right. These guys didn't help you at all.
None.
And how is it that you never had a Frosty? You just
no,
don't like fast
I go
food?
To Wendy's.
No, he eats lots of fast food.
Oh, okay, so you've been to Wendy's.
Yeah,
you just
yeah.
hadn't. Okay.
This just in. Jordan Gilmer has never had a Frosty until today.
Oh, you're just forgetting through the menu
I
slowly.
Just, yeah, I just never go to Wendy's and think ice cream.
You think square burgers.
That's right.
So, yeah, that so that song's going to be on the album. And
okay.
then
I left town. Nice. Nice, 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 nice.
As well as the next song we're playing, too.
Okay.
Yep.
Which is, so, yeah, yeah.
You want to go ahead and play it?
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm down, bro.
I think so, yeah.
Which, right. What's the next one called? Look, Chris is like, okay, let me turn everything back on now. Right?
So this song is called You Made It Personal.
Ooh, and is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't really remember.
I think it's a bad one because you know, you say you're not welcome anymore.
Oh,
in the chorus.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Right. That sounds maybe. Yeah.
It's about right. Yeah. All right. This song is called "You Made It Personal."
All right.
When I saw you walking through that door, but I gotta stop, drop, and roll. I guess it's nice to see you again. Reminded of such misery, I think you thought it out just to be sexy, cool with your sly way. And you thought that you had it real up and set in stone, but something is here that will blow. Dance, baby, dance, show your lack. Self-control, refusing, let it go. You're not welcome anymore.
Hell, I said I'd give my all. Took those steps, then not too far. Even though I tried my best, missed the part where you made it personal. She called me up to take a walk, and we strolled and hit the hot spots carelessly, careful not to fall. We ended up with love swapping like this, so she could really suck the life here out of helpless old me. So I took that chance, so relaxed, yeah, without me thinking what I was getting into. Dance, baby, dance, show your lack of self-control, refusing, let it go. You're not welcome anymore. Hell, I said I'd give my all, took those steps, did not too far. Even though I tried my best, you missed the part where you made it personal. Took that chance, so relaxed, yeah, without me thinking what I was getting into. Dance, baby, dance, show your lack of self-control, refusing, let it go.
Ow! That was awesome. I love that song. I've heard that one before. That one, yeah, yeah,
awesome.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's too bad, you know, whoever made it personal, but it's grooving.
Thank
that's
you.
That's true.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So yeah, yeah, I think that song was just the. I think someone probably broke my heart or something. Back in the day, I probably wrote it about him.
Why yeah,
I don't even know who it's about.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm
right.
Almost having my feelings broke. Jordan breaks them daily.
Whatever. He's like, write another song. Here you go. I'm
giving you some inspiration.
I'm gonna break your heart now. I'm gonna tell you someone likes you, and then in an hour, tell you someone doesn't like
whoa,
you.
Oh, I see how it is.
There you go.
That's how we used to do it. We wait until Andrew was soaking, curled up in a pillow. We'd throw a pad at him and start beating him.
No, here you go. Here's your notebook and your guitar.
Yep, yep.
There you go.
That's how it used to be.
And right here's a bass line for you. Here you go.
Does this bass line make you sad?
That's actually one of our favorite things to do is let Chris come up with a bass line. Like, he's like, I'm sad. So he'll write a sad bass line.
A sad bass line?
And we'll just jam to it, and sometimes it comes out.
A sad but funky bass line?
I'd say it's like 30% true, that statement.
Well, I will say this.
The point where Chris plays the bass?
Yeah.
Chris,
you got that part right.
Chris used to wander around the house, like when we had parties and stuff, and he'd be playing the bass line. He'd be like, this song right here reminds me of when I was walking down the street. And I was happy, and he'd play it, and we'd be all like, yeah, that sounds happy.
And then he'd play it again and be like, and this is when I was sad. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, that sounds sad.
Yeah. It's a true story.
It's such a sad-sounding bass line.
Not to keep harping on it, but there was one time, me and Chris worked together.
Oh, and, you do now, or this is in the past?
No, this is currently.
Oh, this is currently.
Now, We didn't get paid one day.
Oh.
And Chris decided to write a song about not getting paid.
It was a sad bass line that day.
It was sad.
It was the atmosphere in that building was so awkward that day because everybody was angry because nobody got paid. And, you know, get paid. And,
yeah, it's like, I'll just explain that to my landlord and my kids who like to eat.
Yeah, food for my kids somehow. It's like that weird, oppressive feeling in the air that's kind of captured.
Right, and they're like, that's okay with you, right? And you're like, no.
The only thing that made that
yeah.
day cool for me.
Was you wrote a good baseline.
Yeah, I was kind of happy about that. Not happy about not getting paid because eating was complicated that day.
Right, what's the base? So did you write a song based on it? Call it... Is that biscuits or no, gravy or something?
No, it's just floating around in the ether. We have a lot of things we're working on, so it might come back.
Okay.
It should come back.
Yeah. The baseline of unpaid, the unpaid baseline.
Maybe if my car breaks down and I get fired,
No. You don't want that baseline.
If that happens, we'll probably start writing country.
Country gospel. Cha-ching.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. So have y'all recorded? These are ones you're going to put on the new album. And have we got a title for the album yet? Or is that like...
That's, not yet.
Because you've already done the self-titled thing. You can't do that.
Yeah. We got to come up with a title.
Better Might start partying.
Self-titled 2.
Self-titled 2. third album.
We could start naming our album after colors. Isn't that what bands do?
Oh, that blue album like Weezer?
Yeah. And the white album like the Beatles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the black album.
The black album like Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
I think
the white out of my Weezer, like Weezer copying off the Beatles.
White out my Weezer.
There was one title you came up with a long time ago, Jordan. It was like Champagne
Dreams something. And Liquor Fantasies.
Yeah, Champagne Dreams and Liquor Fantasies.
Champagne Dreams and Liquor Fantasies.
I think that might be it.
Yeah. Yeah, you just gotta. Yeah, that's pretty good. Awesome. There you go. So, all right, Adam, start on the artwork.
It's in the works right now. I think I drew a stick figure last night.
Oh man!
Now, we've been working on all this like new stuff. We've been trying to, we got band pictures taken. They're being worked on right now.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get everything looking more professional.
Okay.
So last picture we look kind of
It's an old picture.
Yeah,
you were a young gun.
Very young.
Right. Right.
I was like 19.
12.
But we also have a new logo.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to be.
We're all excited about.
Okay. We're going to be unveiling a new logo. Shout out to Kristen Clark for making that happen for us.
Nice.
She designed something new for us. So we're going to be
releasing
awesome.
That when we release our new band pictures.
Yep.
Okay.
And we have stickers.
And this will be before the album?
Yes, it'll be before the album.
Mm-hmm.
This might be. In the very, very near future.
This is probably the biggest event that's ever going to happen.
This week?
Ever.
We're going to Facebook Live it.
We're going to Facebook Live. When we have one visitor, we're going to be like,
yeah, it's one view.
Right. Totally worth it.
Right. Or you could Periscope it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Periscope it.
Angie's been telling me that for a while, and I haven't got on that yet. Have you done it yet? I was like, no, I forgot.
I guess we'll let Chris do it since he's getting into computers and stuff and cameras.
Right. Now, yeah. So what's going on with the with all the recording devices? What are you planning? Blackmail?
Yeah, for real.
I want to have multiple cameras on us like every show. That way we can, use them for videos and things like that.
And who does the... Because y'all have a few videos. Do y'all do those yourselves? Do you have people help you with those?
We've done both. We've done it ourselves before, and we've had people do them for us.
Mm-hmm. We do a lot of our own videos, and then we have a lot of friends. Shout out to Kenny Stern. He takes care of us for the most part, pictures and video. And
oh, nice.
He even went on a little trip with us up to Pennsylvania and did some video for us.
Nice. In the van? There's more room in the van?
Oh, yeah. We had a great time. We came up with a bunch of new games.
A bunch of new games to play on the road.
We just ragged on each other.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we had one game where you pass a quarter around the van, and the person that gets it flips it. And if it was heads, then you're good. You pass a quarter. If it's tails, then everybody picks on you for a minute.
Most people like look at license plates and try to name the capitals.
That's good team building exercise. Bust on each other for a couple hours.
The bad thing was if you kept getting tells, it was just a nonstop
Right, that's
onslaught.
Like when you're like in the blank with a blanket crying in the back. Yes. And that's when they're like, here's your notebook, go write a song.
Start running out of jokes, you're in back with a pencil trying to write something.
I think that happened a few times. I think you were writing jokes at one point because we all, after you burn someone so many times, it's like, there's nothing more to say.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're rocking in here. Woohoo. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, should I make him play more? Yeah, all right, let's do it. He's like, all right, let's have a concert. Look, he's showing his kids. This is what rock stars look like. Ow! That's right, they live in a van.
He's got super cool shades on.
He does have super cool shades.
He's way cooler than us.
No, he's totally checking you out. We're inside in the air conditioner.
So, you guys want to play Speechless?
Yeah.
Speechless. Yeah. All right, let's play that. This is off your second album, which is your self-titled album, Six Shots Later.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. Here is Speechless.
Long nights, long drives.
Shots Later, that was Speechless off the CD, Six Shots Later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I've got Six Shots Later in the studio, and they're live. And, oh, my God, one more time. Let's talk about tomorrow, 3 at 3. You're part of the 3 at 3 at the Local 506.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone should go check that out. You're along with, there are three bands playing at 3. It's like we're an hour each band. We don't know. We can't talk about the cost of it. So you can go.
Oh, it's free.
But you know what? There's no need to talk about the cost.
Because there is. You will occur no loss.
That's right.
In coming out to our show,
no. You will only gain.
That's right. And the Local 506 is a lovely little location to
it's
check
awesome.
Out some great music right there on Franklin Street. And so we got a couple other bands that are going to be filling out the day. So check it out. Local 506 tomorrow. That's Six Shots Later at for 3 at 3. And each time you come on, you bring me something new.
Mm-hmm.
And this time you brought me Ted Cruz.
He was great, wasn't he?
The gift of Ted Cruz.
You brought me Ted Cruz, which is fantastic. So I'm thinking then you'll be back in a few months with more stuff for me?
I think so. Yeah. I think we're shooting for this album. Let's see. What is it now? It's July?
It's probably late September.
I'd say late September, early October.
Yeah.
Okay, so the fall.
For that.
Mm-hmm. So the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. I like this plan.
So fall we said coming. The fall, but it's probably going to be like spring of 2017.
Right, yeah. Everyone knows. It's like giving birth. Well, you don't know it's like giving birth, but it's like, you know, it has to gestate. And
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we'll probably end up editing it a lot and mixing it a lot.
Nah, bro.
No? Okay.
I hit gold with Ted Cruz.
Oh. I didn't think anyone could hit gold with Ted Cruz.
we had discussed doing music videos for each song.
Oh wow!
Some time ago.
Yep.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's something we're still gonna do.
So that might be for each song on the album, you're gonna have. Are you gonna do like have a visual album like Beyonce for Lemonade, where you're gonna
Could. She's wearing like a yellow dress in that
she
that song,
is
right?
in that one should, song with the baseball bat.
Yeah, we should put Adam in a yellow dress
and the baseball bat, go around and trash thing.
Do it for rock and roll.
That's do it for rock and roll. As long as you wear the purple hat.
Yeah. So we'll probably have videos for each song. That's the goal.
Okay.
Don't know if it's absolutely going to happen, right. But that's the goal right now.
Okay. So some might be live videos. Some mm-hmm. might be.
Yeah.
Maybe there would be a video from here because Chris is definitely.
Well, we got to see if that video is usable because it is Chris.
I'm learning. And of course, the music has to come first. So we'll get the music done.
And the
videos, you know, we'll do as we can.
Yeah.
I'm going to laugh if we get home and it's just like shot of our chest on the table. Like our heads aren't even in the picture.
You know what it'll be. It's all on him. It's all Chris.
Yeah.
And then the rest of you, they'll just see the top of your heads.
Somehow the audio is all just going to be like, womp, 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 like Charlie Brown stuff.
He probably didn't even take the lens cap off.
It's like a GoPro number off. There's no lens cap.
And so Chris, then are you, they're saying, oh, there's probably going to be, I know they're saying, there's probably going to be a video or, do you know that there's probably going to be a video for every song?
There's going to be some videos, whether I'll have anything to do with them or not.
Okay. So it won't just be up to you. Won't be the
It feels like to Chris, they'd be like the most low-budget videos. I don't think they make it to like public access cable.
It'd be like a flip book. Like he's going to be a flip book and just draw pictures of some stick figures,
a
like worse than Adam stick figures.
Are you drawing with crayons?
Yeah. A flip book. That sounds good. Yeah, yeah. Six shots later. The flip book.
That's a good idea.
Of champagne dreams and liquor fantasies. Yeah. Is that what it is? The flip book. Yeah.
That's what we all have.
Right. You could have like some sort of sheet that you could see through, like when the champagne glass is on and everything's pretty, and then the liquor and it's all.
Oh, man.
Or no, wait. Actually, then the liquor, then the girl looks really good.
We should all be wearing like white suits. We should be wearing like crisp white suits.
Mm-hmm.
Like a top hat and everything.
I don't know.
I think I like the yellow dress better.
He's just trying to weasel his way out of that yellow dress.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Right, get the name of the song Pink Lemonade then.
Pink Lemonade, right. You could all wear different Beyonce styles then.
I like
that'd be kind
there
of funny.
There we go.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Who's going to wear the corset?
Jordan.
Andrew Felt.
Oh, I said your name first. I said it faster.
All right. Well, so Six Shots Later. Thanks again for coming on the Licks and Lyrics show. And one more time, sixshotslater.com.
Yep.
Correct.
Bandcamp, Reverb Nation, Facebook,
mm-hmm. All
whatever,
that stuff.
Whatever. Adam, do you have to? He was saying he's telling you to get on Snapchat or Periscope now.
Periscope.
Mm-hmm. Periscope. Yeah. Yep.
Why isn't he doing it? Why do you have to?
Because I don't know. He's lazy.
At the time, he had a better phone than I did. I couldn't.
Ah,
yeah, so, but
okay.
See, Adam, his phone is never working.
Well, I did drop it pretty hard.
So it broke or it doesn't have a charge.
Okay.
Yeah, my phone now is just either never charged or I just don't care enough to like log on and pay my bill. And I'd be like, yeah, I guess I'll pay for it today.
So maybe, different, someone else in charge of the account.
Now that I'm thinking about it, yeah. Maybe Chris.
All right. And so, and then tomorrow, Six Shots Later is playing part of the 3 at 3. So that's 3 o'clock at the local 506,
yep.
right across the road there. And let's just hear it. We think we got time for one more Six Shots Later song off of their first CD. Remember this one way back when?
Bang, bang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
This is off the One Hell of a Night CD. This is Loser.
Bang, bang.
They call me loser because they love this, but hey, they call me stupid because I didn't graduate. I'm only what I need, certified GED. They call me outdoor because I like taking drugs. They call me happiness, baby. I just tell my mom not. I let the eight ball spin down the corner like it.
Shots Later. And thanks again to Six Shots Later for coming on the Licks and Lyrics Show. This is Louise. I've had a lot of fun today, and I look forward to seeing you next time. And you are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carrboro.